From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the manager of the Dixie Chicks went to Capitol Hill. He was there to testify about the perils of concentrating ownership of radio stations. But most of the panel's questions were aimed at another witness, the owner of the nation's second-largest radio chain, who recently imposed a month-long ban on broadcasting the Dixie Chicks' music. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Commerce Committee Chairman John McCain has been a sharp critic of the rapid consolidation of radio ownership. His panel oversees the Federal Communications Commission, which is drafting new rules on owning local radio stations. Today's hearing was clearly aimed at highlighting the worrisome things that can happen when local stations belong to large corporations. McCain's star witness was Dixie Chicks manager Simon Renshaw.
Unfortunately, radio consolidation has provided radio networks with enormous opportunity to undermine free speech by boycotting records while they wage political wars with artists and labels, be that for ratings gains or be that for political favor.
Renshaw called it chilling that the Dixie Chicks were banned by Cumulus Broadcasting. This followed a remark in London shortly before the Iraq War by the group's lead singer, Natalie Maines. She said she was ashamed President Bush was a fellow Texan. Louis Dickey, who's the CEO of the 270-station Cumulus radio chain, defended the group's blacklisting.
This was no censorship by Cumulus or something that top management felt, because we played them on our top 40 stations in the very same markets. So we did not censor this group nor this band. This was driven by the listeners, and we were responding to their hue and cry.
As Dickey put it, the 50 country music stations that got the order from corporate headquarters not to play the Dixie Chicks tunes, quote, fell into line and kept them off the air for 30 days. For Committee Chairman McCain, this was corporate restraint on the group's trade for exercising the right to free speech.
It is remarkable, and it's an argument. It's a strong argument about what media concentration has the possibility of doing it. Because if someone else in another format offends you and there's a huge hue and cry and you decide to censor those people, my friend, the erosion of the First Amendment in the United States of America is in progress.
When asked by McCain whether he'd keep the senator off the air should listeners raise a hue and cry about something McCain had said, Dickey replied he would not. A Republican colleague, New Hampshire's John Sununu, gave Dickey a chance to justify his decision as not being about free speech.
Do you view the decision that was made by Cumulus and by the program directors in your country stations not to air the Dixie Chicks music as a political decision or a business decision?
Purely as a business decision.
Still, Dickey said that were he to do it over again, he would leave such a ban up to the individual stations. He said they would surely do the same on their own. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.